sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
We are back with another interview so that you can add to your struggle well toolbox. Once a month, you will hear one of us have a conversation with someone we know will add value to our struggle community.
So today is my interview, and I sat down with Whitney English. Do you guys know Whitney?
I don't.
Are you familiar?
I am. Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. So I've known Whitney for many, many years online. We've met at a couple conferences and different things, and she's an entrepreneur. She has a planner business, and she's a mom of three, and she wrote a book. Actually, I've mentioned the book before on the podcast, A More Beautiful Life, because I knew she was writing a book, but I didn't know what it was about until I got on Instagram one day, and I was like, I have all these plates. They're all spinning. I can't drop any of them, but I feel like I'm spinning the wrong ones at the wrong time, and nothing's like getting spun.
Got it.
I don't know how to finish that.
Yeah.
And Whitney's like, you have to read my book. Well, it hadn't even come out yet. So I was like, okay, well, send it to me. This book literally has changed my life. When my life feels chaotic, she has this acronym that you go through called HEART. And it helps you prioritize all your plates, so to speak. So, you know, when life gets overwhelming, most people are like, okay, well, what can you get rid of? Sometimes there's literally nothing you can get rid of. You have to do all the things. What I tend to do when life feels overwhelming is like wallpaper or paint. And you know what? Like, that doesn't actually make life feel less chaotic, turns out, because there's still no food in the refrigerator, and like, it somehow didn't work. So there is a place for wallpapering and painting, but this book really walks you through like how to kind of prioritize things. So very excited for you guys to hear our conversation.
That's great.
Mostly excited for you to get the book and read it and tell me how it has changed your life too. So Whitney, thank you for being here with me. It's so fun to see
Absolutely.
You like face to face again. I mean, I see you every day on Instagram, but I think the last time we saw each other face to face was probably an influence conference.
Yeah, I think that was when.
Yeah. Influence conference came out before the word influencer was like a social media thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I first heard about your book. Actually, I knew you were writing a book for a long time, but I didn't know what it was about until I went on Instagram one day and I was like, my life is falling apart. It really wasn't falling apart, but it felt like that in the moment. You know, I was like, I have all these plates spinning. I can't get rid of any of them. I have to do all these things. Like, I have to make meals for my family. I have to clean my bathrooms. I have to go to work. I have to like answer email, you know, all these things. There was literally nothing. And you said, you got to read my book. And I was like, okay, send it to me. And a couple months later, it came. Why don't you tell us what the book is about? And then I'll tell you how it changed my life. Is that okay?
Yeah, I can tell you about the book just a little bit, but I can't wait to hear how it's helped you.
Yeah.
So the book is about a process that I use to balance my life. That's the short of it. And it came about because I was setting SMART goals. We've all heard of SMART goals. And I was ending up at epic failure, not the place I wanted to be at all. Like, that's the opposite of, you know, like SMART goals were making things worse, not better.
Yeah.
So I was like, something has to change. Like, let's rewrite the acronym. Let's use HEART instead of SMART, you know? And so then I just kind of started trying to figure out like what order things needed to happen in my life. And as I developed the process, it started to change me as well. And I was like, I think there might be something to this. But it's a process that's bigger than a blog post. You know, I needed to write the book so that I could start, you know, explaining it and help other people use it in their lives. And I'm really excited to hear your side of the story on how hard has worked for you. Yeah.
The book is called A More Beautiful Life, which I love. I feel like our books are like sister books because my book is called A Better Life and yours is A More Beautiful Life. Yes. And I feel like yours is very like the practical side of things. And so what I love and how your book has changed my life is when my life feels chaotic, my natural instinct is to go to the things that feel most pressing, but really there's no data behind why that it's most pressing. Usually it's work things. Usually when my life feels chaotic, I'm like, let me inbox zero my inbox, you know, like let me get through all my emails, which is really not, I get to the end of that and my life still feels chaotic because I have no groceries in the refrigerator for my kids. I have no meal planned. My gas tank is on empty. And so your book has allowed me this framework to go through. So HEART stands for each, it's an acronym. So HEART is like help yourself. So when I'm feeling chaotic, I just go through those HEART. And I love that T is trade, which is work, which is last, which I often put first. And no wonder that like makes me feel so out of balance. And so H is help yourself. So like, am I getting good sleep? Am I drinking water? Am I eating things that are going to fuel my body for good? Am I moving my body? Am I getting exercise? I like to combine H and E. So E is empower yourself, right? And so I like to go on a walk while I listen to a podcast that like fills my soul, or an audiobook or something. Empower yourself could be like therapy. What else could be in the empower? Is that like where
a Bible study or a small group or even just reading a self-help book or, you know, coffee with a friend who's a good listener?
That one to me, the empower yourself feels like not as important, but I think it really, because it feels more abstract, I think, you know, but I think that one is, I mean, there's a reason you put it as the second most important thing. And I think also like, I love when you say with a little bit of focus in each of these segments, you can make big progress on your goals. And I love like just a little bit. I think we always come into this idea of like, my life feels chaotic. I need to overhaul everything. And we change all of our routines and
then it doesn't stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like thinking like, what's something little we can do in each of these? Is huge. Okay. So A is in all your people.
Yeah. So you said like, you know, there's nothing in the refrigerator because your kids don't have lunch food or whatever. So A would be like, for me, like one A thing would be like making sure I've ordered groceries, you know, or what have you been doing for A?
I mean, yeah, that's definitely one of them. Also trying to connect with each of my kids. Something I started after reading the book was each of my kids gets my older three, they get a night with me where they get to stay up like an hour later and we just hang out on the couch and watch whatever TV show they want to watch. I thought my preteen, he'll be 13 this year. I thought he would think that's dumb. Like I was kind of nervous to start it with him. He asks, is it my night tonight? Is it my night? Aww. Like, it's been so sweet. And I feel like with five kids, I'm always worried that I'm not giving them enough attention, but knowing, okay, one night a week is your special night. That's been a fun way to do that. Yeah.
And it also probably motivate them to get into bed when you say it's bedtime.
Yeah. Although at one point I was letting them invite other people into the night and then it got just out of control because one kid would invite the other siblings, but then the next night the other kid would not invite. And I was like, okay, it's just me and you. It's just
That's sweet. I love that.
Okay, then R. These are my favorite. The bottom two are my favorite. Like, they speak to my soul the most because they're so, like, task-oriented and kind of you can check these off, kind of. But tell me about R, resources and responsibilities.
Well, they're my least favorite, which is... So, resources and responsibilities, it's the... stuff and things category, stewardship, making sure that there's money in the bank account, that you balance the check. Well, actually, I don't think anybody balances the checkbook anymore, but you know, that the bills are paid. Yesterday, our air conditioner froze up because we hadn't changed the air filters. That is, I mean, it's like if we would do this stuff consistently, then we would have less chaos. You know, R is supposed to prevent those things. Even just going on like a gas date with your husband, like we're going to go to the big fancy gas station and we're going to put gas in the car. We're going to throw out all the trash. We're going to do this, to, you know, get a big soda while we're at it. So then you're squeezing in a little bit of A with him. And then, you know, you're making sure that there's gas in the car for the next morning when you've got to go take the kids to school. It is little things like that. And then the T is trade, which, like you, whenever I started figuring this out, I was like, this is the problem with SMART goals, is it's like, here, throw all of yourself into everything that you're doing, into attaining these, you know, reasonable things. And I'm like, well, nothing I want to attain is reasonable. First of all, I'm a big dreamer. So really, like, dialing stuff back and doing small stuff is really hard. But it's so funny too, writing the book and sharing it and then talking to people about how heart applied, even just David, my husband, how he's using it in his life. It makes me feel like I could go rewrite the book and talk about more of these use cases that people are starting to send and share and stuff.
We are fans of any product that makes our curly hair routine easier, and that's why we're so into the new custom styling gel from Pros. It's the first custom clean, multi-use styling gel that truly gives you a lasting hold and the freedom to style your own hair however you choose. If you're a gel skeptic, hear us out. This one is versatile and great for naturally curly hair. Why? Because it's made to order for your hair texture, your city, and your life. Pros uses an in-depth consultation to customize every product in your routine. My gel is made based on my quiz answers, and I'm really impressed with its performance. And look, we are females, we have all struggled with gel. Some of them are too crunchy. Sometimes you gotta combine a couple gels to get it right. That's a lot of work. But with Pros, no matter what look you go with, styling gel helps you lock in moisture, prevent shrinkage, and protect against humidity. It just might be the gel of your dreams. Pros Custom Styling Gel lets you curl outside the lines. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your customized gel and your entire order today. Go to pros.com/MSW. That's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. What goes great with a summer vibe? How about a checking account with no monthly fees? Like a cool breeze, Chime is a refreshing way to handle your money. With no monthly fees, no maintenance fees, or minimum balance fees, it's how banking should be. And when you need to access your money, you can do so fee-free at more than 60,000 in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, and CVS. You can also send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime. Fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them. Chime, no monthly fees, no vibe-killing fees. Sign up for a Chime checking account, only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/MSW. That's chime.com/MSW. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by The Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees apply. Except at MoneyPass ATM and a 7-Eleven location at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Other fees such as third-party and cash deposit fees may apply.
So I have been really, really, really burnt out lately. I think a lot of us, I think COVID, the further we get from that, the better understanding we're going to have about how, you know, it affected us in ways that we just didn't realize while we were dealing with it. So I attribute a little bit of my burnout to that. And in July, my parents have this really tiny little cabin in Colorado. And our kids were about to go to camp. And I just looked at David and I was like, let's get out of here. So we spent 3 weeks in Colorado. Two of those weeks, our kids were at camps and we did nothing except eat. I came back a little larger, but it didn't feel like empowering ourselves at the time.
Okay.
It felt a little bit indulgent. Mm-hmm. We hiked, I use air quotes on that. I don't think I exerted much energy. I went antiquing and, you know, all the, I don't know, I like all the history stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then we came back. And so August was like, okay, well, we got some relaxation. We rejuvenated. We should be back in business now. I should be able to make some stuff happen, but I still couldn't. So I was like, okay, we're going to take August. We're just not going to worry about this. Like, I'll see what happens when the kids go back to school. And I put that as sort of a deadline in my brain for maybe I'll start to figure out this tea thing. And it's worked. School started a couple weeks ago. I'm looking in hindsight at the practices that I implemented, and they didn't feel like they were working at the time. That really felt like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Hanging out in Colorado, drinking, you know, a bottle of wine every night. Man, the kids started school and we got back into the routine and the schedule. And all of a sudden I was like, I needed that. I needed the time off to focus on myself, to focus. Yeah. I also started working out in May, which is crazy for me, daily, like 2 hours a day. Like, who is this person? And I've really enjoyed that. So I got back into shape after Colorado pretty quickly, or not shape, but sustainable current shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 43. What, we're just going for healthy and happy. Yeah. And I think that was probably the first time I really deep dove into, I'm just going to practice all this H, E, and A stuff. And I'm not even going to worry about the resources and responsibilities. I'm not going to worry about work. Now we're back. And I just feel like playing that the boys are back in town song or something.
Yeah. So that's good to hear that there may be some seasons where we're heavier on different letters of the heart, and then, and that's okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if it didn't feel like it at the time.
At the time.
Like the time it felt like, and I just think that's so American and so pragmatic. It's so like, what on earth are we doing? But then it also sort of felt very Tim Ferriss, 4-hour work week-ish. It felt like we were doing like this little mini retirement thing in the middle of a summer. And we spent great time with our kids. We really focused on them this summer in small ways. But it just fills the cup.
Right. Yeah. Because it makes sense in the summer, all your people are home more. And so you can't give them the same energy that you give them during the school year. You know, they're just home 7,000 times longer. It makes sense that the summer you would focus more on, especially that A, the all your people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we'll do it again next summer. I think we may just be like a long weekend. It's hard on the weekends to work. And I don't think we're supposed to.
Oh man, that's good to hear. Especially in our jobs, you and I, because there is no like 9 to 5. You really could work all weekend long. You're right. That's not how work was designed 40 years ago.
I also feel like something that is sort of playing out in my life right now is Instagram has started to feel like work. More important than my website, more important than my blog, more important than my writing. So I've shoved it to the back burner. I just have a big beef with Mark Zuckerberg. It's designed to keep us on our phones. I think my biggest fear is becoming the people from WALL-E, you know, that get off the ship at the end and they're like looking around going, oh my word, maybe we weren't designed to live behind a screen.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like practicing heart also sort of rebalances that. Yeah. You're not supposed to be sitting here doom scrolling, you know?
Right. Yeah. I love the questions. I think it's in the chapter on empower yourself where you at the end of the day maybe ask yourself, like, what have I been consuming, creating? And then you say, how is my day? And I think, yeah, we can spend a lot of time consuming, but then think like, well, what am I creating? What am I doing to fulfill myself? Like cross stitch or paint by number or reading a book. Things that you're creating instead of just like taking everything in.
I wrote a blog post about this yesterday. I do also believe that it's important. Like creativity is hands down one of my gifts. People have been telling me that since I was in preschool. I was the kid who drew the picture that the teachers and all the other kids were like, wow, I'm not even a great artist. I'm just creative. I just like to mess with stuff and it really sets my soul on fire. But I do believe that I need to share that. So I'm in this phase right now where I want to use the gift of creativity but it's more important for me to practice being creative than it is to figure out how to share it. Mm. And I just don't want to be like, oh, I'm drawing something, so I need to tell Instagram, because then it becomes, well, I have to draw something because Instagram expects it. I need it to be the other way around, because it's more soul filling to just do it. But then I do believe that I've been called to share it. That's part of my, so I'm hoping I can do more of that. Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's important though. The motivation behind why we do things is really key. One thing that I love, and when you sent me the book, you sent me this daily plan, little notebook that kind of helps you. You also sent me one for kids. Can you talk a little bit about using heart with our kids and helping our kids to kind of create a balanced, beautiful life as they're growing up?
Well, I can, but asterisk, my kids are not fully grown. So I'm in the middle of the experiment, so to speak, but I am just trusting. I think one of the most awesome things about Jesus is like how counterintuitive everything about our faith is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like heart is counterintuitive. The world is not telling you to stop and fill the well. They're telling you to keep going, and you can do it, and bigger and work smarter. And so with kids, I didn't come up with this phrase, but things are caught, not taught. It's easier for them to learn some of these counterintuitive practices by seeing them in action, by spending an hour a night with them each individually. Like, that's beautiful. I love that. And so we do have a notepad for kids that can like help them sort of implement these practices in their life. But I think there are all kinds of different ways to learn what heart is and what it can do for you. So I would just say like implementing it in your own life. Mm-hmm. And then I even said to David, as I've been talking about the book and he read so much of it and helped edit and things like that, we were like, David could write his version of this story for men, and we could start talking about how we use this in our family life and as couples. I really think that that's my best answer to your question, is get your spouse involved and maybe talk about why, you know, when you go for a walk and you listen to your podcast, tell your kid, I am doing this. I love you, but you drain like every single ounce of everything I am, you know, darling child. I have to go for a walk and listen to this podcast. Yeah. I love you. I'll be back. Are you good? Thanks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of your kids are so different. I love highlighting their strengths to them. When you see the good, say it. My oldest is just this awesome student and he's really worked hard. It doesn't come naturally. He's really worked hard. So I tell him that almost every day, you know. My second kid he's got comic in his blood, you know, so we tell him. And the youngest, she's a ball of drama and darling, but yes, there's a notepad. You can give your kids this and they can check stuff off the list. But I think there's an important part of learning things that doesn't involve checking things off of the list.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And I love that you said about modeling. And even I think like a practical thing, we're as moms big on chore charts. You know, there's a million Etsy chore charts out there that you can go download, but putting things on the chore chart, like move your body or drink water, read a quick little devotion. I think that helps your kids see, okay, today's plan is more than just the tasks. It's feeding our soul and feeding our heart. Something I try to talk to my older kid about, who's almost 13, is just living like the balanced life. If you're going to spend this many hours on a video game, like what can you balance that out with outside or in a book or doing something creative, like a KiwiCo box, just helping them think through. Because I think about them going to college, specifically him. And I'm like, I do not want you just playing video games all day and all night. But if I don't teach you how to do that or show you, and I probably need to be better at modeling, like not being on my phone and things like that too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's really helpful.
I think it's like the counterintuitive. Our bodies are just after a dopamine hit, like video games or Instagram or all these things. And the counterintuitive part is stopping and practicing H, E, and A doesn't feel like it's going to lead to a dopamine high. Mm-hmm. But after really deeply practicing that this summer, I can tell you that life feels a lot more balanced. Mm. It feels like the dopamine is there, but just regulated, you know? Yes. And it feels a little bit earned, which yeah. That does something for confidence. Like, yes, I put all this time in and it felt indulgent at the time because it's not what our culture and our society says we need to be investing in right now, but it's going to pay off. It's just really counterintuitive.
I mean, like you said, it feels silly to change your air filter unless it's like alarming you that you need to change your air. You know, it feels kind of wasteful to be like, I'm going to put a new one in, even though this one doesn't look dirty, but it's the longevity
and consistency. And that's a great example for just our life in general. Practicing HENA is a little bit like changing an air filter so that you don't get to a really crazy season and burn out.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see as more and more people get the book in their hands and start trying these things. Just it feels like an upward spiral that's just kind of like sucking me more and more into it as I talk to people about it. And I hope it can change more people's lives.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for writing it. It's a beautiful book. It's like a coffee table. Well, I don't know. I'm showing it on video because no one's going to see it, but it's like one that you want to display on your bookshelf. It's just, it screams Whitney English. I mean,
yay.
I love it. And so thank you for spending the time writing it for us and just for being online so we get to learn from you. I'm really like happy to know you and just proud of you and your work. So
same.
Thanks for spending time with us today.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed that episode with Whitney English. So what will your strategy to struggle well be based on what you just heard?
Maybe you're going to buy the book, you know?
That's step one.
Read it. Maybe you're going to take the acronym HEART, H-E-A-R-T, and you're going to brainstorm all the different little bullet points. Decide which one is lacking or which one you tend to jump to first when really you need to be focusing on the H. Maybe you're going to just forget about some of the letters like Whitney did all summer long when her kids were home. And she went really heavy on the H, E, and the A, and she just let go of R and T.
That sounds very freeing.
Make a whole new word. Add some extra letters if you want.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back next week over on Patreon. We're going to be doing a stash it or trash it. I'm excited about this one. It could be stuff that the kids might really like a healthy snack for them, some plant-based alternatives, and a frozen treat might be amazing. Super excited about that.
I always think plant-based alternatives, how dumb, until I just went to the doctor and my cholesterol is high. And I'm like, what?
How essential.
How middle-aged of me to have high cholesterol and be very interested in a plant-based alternative.
Well, this is the episode for you, Em. So if you don't want to miss that or a week of struggling well, won't you join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. Our show's page is at Mom Struggling Well. I'm at Kate Wardway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas.
Bye.
See ya.
'Cause we're all in this together. You're just Mom Struggling Well.